BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Increasing numbers of foreign diplomats have been evacuated from Khartoum as the Sudanese army and a paramilitary group fight to control the capital. France, Germany, Canada, Spain and Italy are among the latest to announce they've taken their diplomatic staff out. But foreign civilians have been reporting difficulties in trying to leave Sudan. Karkedan Yibaltal is in neighbouring Ethiopia.
Well, the situation is really difficult for people who are left behind. And as many diplomats are leaving now, there is a sense of being ignored and betrayed. Basic supplies like electricity and water are not easily found. Food stocks are depleting and most of the hospitals and health facilities are not operating properly or to their full capacity, which means that many people who are still trapped in the capital Khartoum and in other areas are not getting the essential supplies that they need.
The European Environment Agency says at least 1,200 children across the continent are dying prematurely because of the impact of air pollution. Kat Wiener reports.
According to the EEA, Europe is failing its children when it comes to air pollution. Its study, which covered more than 30 countries, is the first time it has focused specifically on the impact of dirty air on children. It found that 97% of the entire population was exposed to dangerous levels of pollutants, including particulates, nitrogen dioxide and ozone. But children who breathe faster than adults, are closer to the ground and spend more time outside, are particularly vulnerable. The EEA wants governments to focus on improving air quality, particularly from road traffic, around schools, nurseries and sports facilities.
For the first time in decades, Berlin will be governed by a conservative-led coalition. Members of the centre-left SPD have narrowly voted in favour of going into power with the centre-right Christian Democrats. Damien McGuinness is in the German capital.
A left-wing Green Party coalition was pushed out in an election rerun in February. The state election of 2021 had been declared invalid by judges because of irregularities, and the vote had to be held again. A housing shortage in Berlin, stretched public services, as well as the botched election, have left voters disenchanted. And even though the centre-left SPD party will stay in government as a junior partner, left-wing party members are outraged, accusing their leaders of selling out.
An international conflict research institute in Sweden says global military expenditure reached a record high last year, driven by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and tensions in East Asia. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said it reached $2.24 trillion last year. BBC News. The United States has said it's deeply concerned about a checkpoint set up by Azerbaijan on a supply route between Armenia and the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. The US State Department said there should be free movement along the Lachin corridor. It called for the resumption of peace talks between Baku and Yerevan. The Azerbaijanis say the Armenians use the road to transfer arms and ammunition to Nagorno-Karabakh, an allegation Armenia denies. Thousands of migrants have embarked in a march through southern Mexico to demand that their requests for asylum in the US be speeded up. Those taking part are also calling for an end to migrant detention centres after 40 detainees died in a fire in the northern city of Ciudad Juarez last month. Police in Kenya say they've now exhumed 47 bodies thought to be from a cult whose members believe they would go to heaven if they starved themselves to death. The corpses were found in shallow graves in a forest near the coastal town of Malindi. The BBC's Dorcas Wangira reports from Nairobi.
Kenya's security minister has declared the deaths linked to a controversial cult a massacre. One of the graves is believed to have contained the bodies of five family members, three children and their parents. Four more members of the Good News International Church were found alive but severely emaciated. Police fear that the number of shallow graves and bodies will rise as the exhumation continues. The leader of the cult, Pastor Mackenzie Nthenge, remains in police custody.
Jordan says a member of the country's parliament has been detained by Israel. The Jordanian Foreign Ministry said it was working to secure the release of Imad al-Adwan. It said he was being held on suspicion of smuggling arms and gold into the occupied West Bank. There's been no comment from the Israeli authorities. BBC News.